Welcome back. This is the newest episode of ABC D-Bags, and I am Tony B, and out in the field today is Bradley D. We've got a super special episode. We are doing the letter W today, and the letter W today stands for Walgreens. Can you hear me, Brad? Are you out there?
I can you hear me?
Yes, I got you loud and clear,
Oh,
bro.
perfect. I'm on the corner of healthy and happy here at Walgreens.
Fantastic. Yeah, we decided this episode for Walgreens, we were going to send Brad out in the field and send him to an actual location of Walgreens. And as we all know, they have everything you could possibly need, want, or even don't need at Walgreens. So we're going to just test that out and see exactly what we can find at Walgreens. So we're going to play a little game we, Brad and I, invented that we like to call They Got It.
They
They
got
Got
it.
It.
They got it. Can you hear me? Okay, I'm
Yeah.
walking. I'm walking
Okay.
towards the store.
Okay.
Why don't you give a
I'm
little
going to.
background about Walgreens?
Yeah, I'll give you a quick little rundown on
Why I
history
go
of
into the store?
Walgreens. Yes.
I
So
think
the
there's more
Wal.
people at the Redbox outside than there are in the Walgreens, but okay.
Okay, so the Walgreen Company, simply Walgreens, is an American company which operates as the second largest pharmacy store chain in the United States behind CVS Health. It specializes in filling prescriptions, health and wellness products, health information, and photo services. Now, here's a little history. Walgreens began in 1901 with a drugstore on the corner of Bowen Avenue and Cottage Grove in Chicago, where I am right now, owned by Galesburg native Charles R. Walgreen Sr. By 1913, Walgreens had grown to four stores, and it opened its fifth in 1915. And then it just kept opening stores, kept growing. Now, a fun little fact here. In 1922, the company introduced a malted milkshake, which led to its establishing ice cream manufacturing plants. And also, and by 1930, it had 397 stores. This expansion partly was attributed to selling alcohol, mainly whiskey, which Walgreen often stocked under the counter, as accounted
Damn
in
right.
the
Damn
stock
right.
market in crashing in October 1929, and the Great Depression did not greatly affect the company, but they did do a lot of selling of alcohol during the Prohibition. So that's a reason why it really took off. And then it just grew its and expanded its business after that because now they have everything.
Everything. They got it. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm in aisle 13, which is the cleanser aisle or the cleaning aisle. And I'm ready. We're going to do where you're going to give me three different items, and I'm going to find them at Walgreens.
Okay. Do
And I
you
do get, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, do you want them all at once or do we want to find them individually?
Oh, you can give me all at once. We'll do
Okay.
that. We'll play a couple rounds,
Okay.
one or two rounds. Yeah, two rounds.
Okay. I'm sorry, were you going to say something else? I thought you had a
No,
special.
can you hear me though? I'm coming in pretty good.
Oh, yeah, you're coming in loud and clear. I can hear you just perfectly. Okay.
Do I get like freebies, like ask a client or customer or what?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say you get ask a cut you get, got three lifelines. Ask a customer, ask an employee, and third would be look through the coupon book. What do they call that? The newspaper, the ads, the ads.
Ad. Can I lie in order to get them to help me?
I don't see why not.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, why not? Who cares? We make up the rules. This is our game.
No one is staring at me yet, but they will. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's kind of start off easy. First round. First three items. I would like you to find me a package of Rolos,
Oh, that's easy.
a fly swatter,
Okay.
and let's do a back scrubber.
A back like a scratcher? Okay.
Like you use in the shower. Yeah, back brush.
I'll start it off easy. I'll get the Rolos.
Okay. Rolos, number Jeremy, one.
Jeremy calls them esophagus plugs because he's choked on them once.
Esophagus plugs.
So I'm headed, this is an easy one. I'm headed down the candy aisle. I'm going to the Rolos. Okay, where are they? It's like supermarket sweep in a way. Okay.
Yeah.
I love this. Okay. Zero bars. God, where are the Rolos at? Salt and nut rolls? I thought this was going to be easy. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, you my can't God. Tell me that they don't have Rolos.
They have to. They have everything. Okay. Score. God, what are they? Do they not have Rolos anymore? I don't see them, Tony.
Oh, come on. Our first run out, and we dropped the ball on the first fucking one? Are you kidding me?
We didn't know. Hold on. Okay.
Oreo. They have the same package of Rolos. They have the same 10 packages of Rolos since they were fucking first made in 1909.
I know what they look like. Shut up. Okay. M&M's? Wait. There's something that's missing. That's peanut M&M's. Okay. I don't see Rolos.
Oh, my God. You kidding me?
I might have to use a lifeline.
Use a lifeline. Already on the first one.
I might have to ask an employee. Or no, you know what? I'm going to go back. I'm going to look for the Flyswatter.
Okay.
You said Flyswatter. What was the other one?
Flyswatter and Backbrush.
I'm so pissed off about the Rolos. Okay.
They have to have them. I know they have.
They discontinue Rolos all of a sudden? Okay.
Please. Well, they discontinued Rolos in like 1932, but they still just have them to sell.
Kitchen supplies. This is great radio, by the way. Okay.
I mean, we're knocking them out of the park with our last couple episodes here.
Okay. That's healthcare. I'm looking at for. Okay, I guess it would be over by where I was before. Hold on.
This is compelling radio. Should I get some more Walgreens facts while you're looking at this?
Yes. Go ahead. Knock yourself. knock your shit off. Okay, go.
Let's say. Oh, okay. How about after Charles Walgreen Sr. died in 1939, his son, Charles R. Walgreen, took over the chain until his retirement. The Charles R. Walgreen years were relatively prosperous, but lacked the massive expansion seen in the early part of the century.
This is Charles, fucking ridiculous. I can't find...
Charles Cork R. Walgreen III took over after Walgreen Jr.'s retirement in the early 1950s and modernized the company by switching to barcode scanning. The Walgreen family was not involved in senior management of the company for a short time following Walgreen III's retirement. Okay, you got something?
I love that we started the podcast with they have everything and I can't find the first.
And then we can't find shit. I thought I gave you three easy ones. I thought those would be no-brainers.
Okay. okay. Jesus. I'm going to try the old people aisle. Hold on. Okay, I'm using a lifeline. I'm using a goddamn lifeline. Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm going to.
Okay.
I'm going to find someone. Hold on.
Are you sure you're at a Walgreens?
No, I'm at. It could be at a CVS.
This sounds like a CVS to me. They don't have fucking Rolos.
They don't even have, people working.
I was going to say, can you even find somebody who's working there? Can't even find...
There's a lot of people getting vitamins right now. Okay. This is so great radio. Okay.
This is awesome.
Oh, hold on. No, he's with a customer. Damn it. Okay, you said back scratcher too?
Yeah, let's go with back scratcher.
There's always. Is there anyone working here? Okay, I'm using my lifeline. Do you have a Flyswatter?
See.
I mean, you're Walgreens, you have everything, right?
Well.
What is your name?
A lot of random stuff, Aaron.
Aaron, thank you, Aaron. Aaron is
a lot of random stuff, he said.
Aaron is a lot of random stuff, he said. All right. Flies. Oh, Yeah, I thought I looked down this aisle, Aaron, but you know, I'm blind sometimes. They're hidden.
They're hidden. What is Walgreens trying to trick us now?
Oh my God, they were hidden. Oh, thanks, Aaron.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you so much. I do have a Fize water. It's made in Taiwan. It was actually behind a fire pole.
Behind a fire pole?
They are hidden.
What?
That's not fair.
That's not fair at all. So, the word on the street is Walgreens, fly swatters. Bradley, you're breaking up. Can you hear me? Can you hear? I lost you. Oh my God, Brad's down.
All right, sorry, I just probably got excited. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you?
I got excited because I found the fly swatter.
Well, it's understandable. It's a very exciting time.
Yeah, I'm headed to the Rolex again.
So, okay, so we established, okay, we're at Walgreens. Fly swatters.
Yes.
Do they have them?
Yes, they got them.
Fabulous. All right. So now we're back on the trail for the Rolos.
Yeah, but I took a detour. And I got a grabby arm, but not a back scratcher.
Ooh,
right here,
grabby.
I got a back buddy. Back buddy's $12.49 at Walgreens. Need a helping hand? Does that count?
I'd say that's close enough.
They got him. Now for Rolos.
Here's over Jimenez Hernandez.
Hello,
Richard Hernandez.
Do you heard that?
Yeah. Can you find me a Richard Hernandez?
I can. Let's see. Richard, is that your next one? I gotta find Rolos first.
Hold on. Got him.
Oh, okay. Oh, this might work. I do. No, that's not Rolos. This might count if I can find him. I'm at the Halloween candy. Does that count if I found Rolos in Halloween?
Yeah, I'd say any version of Rolos that you can find, as in the Halloween candy and a big combo pack by themselves.
That's thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's Tootsie Pop. That's the children's play, the child play. Chucky. Jolly Rancher. Rolos. No Rolos. Rolos.
Could it be that they finally sold all the Rolos and now there's no more left?
I'm gonna use my other lifeline. Oh. No, have you seen the Rolos? I'm looking for the Rolos, sir.
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Okay. What's your name?
Keith.
Keith, thank you so much, Keith. I appreciate that. My grandmother, she loves the Rolos and I needed to find them for her.
Yeah.
Do you like Rolos? Yeah. Oh, yeah. When's the last time you had one?
I'm from Oklahoma.
Oh, wow. All the way from Oklahoma. What are you doing here in Nebraska?
Visiting my mother.
You're visiting your mom? Does she like Rolos?
She likes pretty much any kind of candy.
Any candy. Yeah, I hear you. Oh, my God. I got to find Rolos. Thanks, Keith. You're the best.
Keith, I love how... After if you asked if he's ever had Rolos, this guy from Oklahoma, like that's an answer to that question.
Okay, we'll go back to the Canada. I might give up on Rolos.
This is very disheartening. I can't believe that they don't have any kind of Rolos.
Oh, who knows? Hold on. Swiss cakes. Hershey kisses. York peppermint patties. Rolos right there. Rolos are in a big bag for $5.99. Or if you have the card, you can get a dollar off for $4.99. Booyah, they got them.
Yes, yes. Oh, God. I was so worried about that one. Oh.
All right, give me
okay.
Three more.
Okay.
One more round. Okay.
One more round. Okay. I want you to find me a loofah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And I want a candle. I would like specifically a Hawaiian breeze candle. No, I don't. No, I want a linen, fresh scent linen candle.
Okay.
And then the third item would be let's do Dr. Scholl's orthopedic inserts. Oh, no. I think I lost you, Brad. I think I lost you again. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, you're back. You're back. Did you hear my three?
Including when you guys made fun of me.
It sounds like you're, like, tap dancing on your mic or something. I don't know. You're, like, drumming on your mic.
Is that better?
As in increased drumming better? Yeah.
Dr. Chill.
Hello? Okay, I'm losing you again.
How's that? You got me?
I can hear you kind of now, yeah.
Dr. Scholl's?
Oh, perfect. Yeah, still Dr.
Working.
Scholl's.
Still working so good. Okay. Dr. Scholl's is $18.99 for Dr. Scholl's.
Awesome.
So they got him. They got him. And they're expensive. Okay. The one was a loofah?
Yes.
Okay. And one was a linen breeze spray or candle?
Candle.
Okay. Fresh
Did you say linen...
linen
breeze Sprite?
What?
Brad, I think I lost you. Oh, this is going so well. Okay, what's our last item? We got the Dr. Scholl's inserts. We got the candle. And the loofah. We need the loofah. The linen breeze fresh, candle, though?
Yes, I got it. Fresh. I found it right here. Fresh linen candles. 2 for $4. Or you can buy... them each one for $2.29. They got him.
They got him. They got him. Awesome. Okay. So what's now, left is the loofah. The loofah's left.
I think you need to give me a bonus item just because I'm having so much fun.
Okay, I could do that. Well, you go find that loofah, and I'll think up a bonus item for you. Okay. If you find that loofah, you got to find the loofah to get the bonus item.
This is like supermarket sweep all over again.
Yeah. I wish I was the one in the field. This sounds like fun.
It is fun.
We should just do this on, like, a random day. Just give each other items and go to Walgreens to find
them. This is not what we used to do. Okay.
I know, right?
Come on.
Fun fact, Bradley D and I, we started this game quite a few years ago, actually, because we were actually at a Walgreens, and it was, like, midnight, and we were... walking around looking for stuff, and we just decided to see what we could actually find. And we met a very interesting character that night, and she started chasing. There's this crazy old lady, and she started chasing us around with fly swatters that made noise every time you hit it. And she thought it was the funniest thing ever. She was our best friend, but she was scary, crazy.
She was pretty scary.
Yeah. How you doing on that loofah?
I'm over by the scrub items, thinking it's over there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good place.
Like facial scrubs. I don't see a loofah in the facial scrubs. This is, you know, really great radio. I'm glad that you finally can hear me while I can't find the loofah.
I mean, compelling work we're doing right here.
This is just terrible. Okay. I can't find the loofah in that aisle. Oh. It got to be around here. Have you thought of a new item just in case?
Yes. I've got a couple in mind. I'm not sure which one I'm going to give you yet, though.
Oh, right here. Right here, this end cap. These loofahs are $2.39. They come in blue, red. They're mesh sponge, brown, pink, and whatever. Which one do you want, Grandma?
Let's go with the pink one.
The pink one, Grandma. It matches your eyes.
Aww.
Oh, I know. I'm so sweet because you're a pothead. Okay. there's my friend Keith. Is that the guy's name from Oklahoma? I'm going to pass him real quick and go, Oklahoma! Give me another item.
Okay, we ready? Let's see.
Oklahoma.
nice. I would like you to find me for your bonus a Star Wars puzzle.
Oh shit! Why the fuck? Okay, No mothballs. I noticed you didn't give me mothballs. Okay.
I didn't give you mothballs. I forgot.
No. Okay. Silly string. I'm on the kids section. Makes sense, right?
Makes sense. I think that's
this where is pretty specific. I've got.
This is a very specific.
A spiral graph. I got clearance on the Avengers paint set. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Star Wars, though, right? Star Wars?
Star Wars. I want a Star Wars puzzle.
Star Wars puzzle. Do you like Star Wars? Oh, she doesn't like Star Wars. Okay, 3D Charger mug. That is the shape of Darth Vader.
And no.
That doesn't count? Okay.
It doesn't count. It's got to be a puzzle.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you're a Star Wars fan. Do they have Star Wars puzzles? Do you think?
Puzzles?
Do you think? I'm not asking you. Just...
No, I think that they would, actually.
Right.
It's been a while.
Man, you're a Star Wars fan. What's your favorite character?
Luke.
Luke?
Yeah.
Luke's all... Oh, that's your name?
Yeah.
So Luke's your name.
Yeah.
So if your name was Hans...
No, he'd probably be my...
Yeah.
No, Hans,
if your name was Hans, I would think your parents were weird.
No,
they called you that.
Right. No, Han is probably my favorite character.
Uh-huh.
Now I think back on the Han Solo trilogy...
Oh,
because I did the audiobook with that one, and he did Gromit.
So when you said you did, like, you did the voice in the audiobook?
No,
or
no, I listened to it.
Oh, okay.
I could have read it too, but
it's a nice voice. You get a nice voice. I'm not like trying to pick you up. I'm just saying you have a nice voice.
No, I mean I could have read it myself.
Okay.
But the audio.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you have all the sound effects.
You have all the sound effects, right? Thanks, Luke.
Yeah.
It makes me think of Luke a little bit better because I just thought he was whiny, you know? But you're not whiny.
That's a piece of
junk.
That was a couple of years ago. I used to see him all the time.
I know. Puzzles all the time.
If you're looking, if you need to find a Star Wars puzzle, I would take
Target. Okay. You're saying Walgreens probably doesn't have it.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did, but I just think
they have everything, right?
Yeah, they have a good
They got it all.
Anything like that at a Walgreens.
I guess the closest I get is a Wonder Woman doll right there.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, good movie.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Luke.
But yeah, man.
Yeah. Oh, pound it. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't think they have it.
Oh, man. Did we fail on one?
Yeah, I think it's a fail.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more.
No, really?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to give you one more, okay?
Is it a bottled water? Because I'm need some water.
It's actually kind of close. I'm going to give you Rocky Road Haagen-Dazs.
Oh, were you talking to Jeremy? Okay.
Why? What do you think that would be Jeremy's idea?
Oh, that's so Jeremy. Okay. Oh, I got the Haagen-Dazs rum raisin, vanilla, mint chip. I don't think they have a Rocky Road. Tell them they have pistachio. I can bring them pistachio if he wants. But they don't have Rocky Road. Pistachio is really good. I'm going to get that for him.
I think pistachio is going to work just fine.
Okay.
All right. Do they have a Rolo Haagen-Dazs?
No, should though. I guess you think I should go ask Luke that?
Go ask Luke if he thinks maybe Target would have Luke. Rolo Haagen-Dazs.
Could you hear him really good?
Yeah.
Could you
hear him? I could hear him plain as day.
Could you hear the Oklahoma guy?
Yeah, the Oklahoma guy was a little less. I could hear, but I could still hear him. Yeah, I could. I can hear your conversation with Luke perfectly. It was great.
Checking out, and there was the Oklahoma guys in front of me right now. So, yeah.
Okay. While you're in line, so this concludes our game of They Got It for W, Walgreens. So while you're in line there, I think you took the die with you this time, right? So should you roll the die and while you're waiting in line and see what our next letter is going to be?
No, I'm checking out, Grandma.
Well, fine. Screw you then. Are we waiting for your whole transaction
grandma's,
to happen here?
My grandma's bedridden and she loves walking. So, yeah. Do you love working here? What's your name? Elise? Elise, that's a pretty name. Mm-hmm. Pretty for a pretty person.
How long has Elise worked there?
You worked here long, Elise? 1 year. Wow, congrats to you. Is your last name Keating? Oh, I just thought you were Elise, I thought you were Elise Keating, this girl I know. Oh, I don't. I'm sorry, Elise, I don't. It's so rude when someone's on the phone when they're checking out, don't you think?
I hate that. I hate it when people talk on the phone when they're trying to check out. Elise is just trying to do her job.
Oh, does it need to go in there, Elise? Okay. These chip readers.
That's what she said. What?
Put it in. Put it in there. Okay. Oh, thanks. I can take it out, Elise. Okay, I'm taking it out. Thank you so much, Elise. You have a good one. All right, I'm now exiting Walgreens. And Elise told me to take it out. All right.
All right. So you've completed your transaction with Elise now, and we've concluded our game. So do you want to roll the die now and see what our next letter is going to be?
I don't have the die on me, Tony.
I thought you had it.
No.
You took it last time.
I'm walking. I don't have any place to put a die. Why would I roll the die at?
Oh, my God. Okay, well, luckily I got one here. So I'm going to roll the die. And wait, now I can't find it. Shit. Well, we'll just have to see. We'll have to roll the die later and see what our next letter is going to be.
Wow, we are professional. We are awesome.
We are on top of this shit.
All right, so, I'm out.
Yes, as am I, and we will see you next episode with a surprise letter. And we'll keep teaching you these ABCs in no chronological order whatsoever.
Good night.
Good night.
Wrote this song on the back of a napkin while I was shopping at the Walgreens. Oh, Walgreens might not have green walls, but it's got medicine and rubber balls, fingernail stickers and lollipops. There's Mountain Dew and tater tots. And if you're looking for something for your special lady, stop by and pick up some KY jelly. There's some Trojan Fire and Ice and shampoo that gets rid of lice. They've got fuzzy lips.